This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Josh Hendricks returns from CB Sciences. Of course, the guy was farming long before I knew anything about dirt and what goes in it. And two of my favorite topics we're going to combine today, Josh, that is hemp and organic. And somehow CB Sciences, being the good corporate and responsible citizen, so to speak, is combining with our friends at the Rodale Institute to do some more investigation into organic agriculture as it relates to hemp production. Very excited and glad to have you back, Josh.
Happy to be here, always.
Yeah, so I'm sorry that I was not able to make it. There was so much going on because you were there, I think, at the Rodale Institute when they had their big event. I'm still hoping that maybe in the 2019 calendar year we could do that. But this is a group, you introduced me to them when we were together at the NOCO Hemp Expo some months ago in Colorado. And what an amazing group, generations now invested in organic agriculture, and now the expansion into find how do we reintegrate this crop, this plant that has been suppressed and made illegal, and bring it back the right way.
Well, yeah, I mean, we had Annie Brown on your show when we were at the NOCO Hemp Expo, who
yes. was
the executive director, or maybe director of development of the Rodale Institute. And like we talked about then, you know, given that it's been illegal for so long, we haven't screwed it up yet, right?
Yes.
We have an opportunity to start off on the right foot. And I think that what the Rodale Institute's doing with just organic research in general, but especially specific to hemp, obviously, is kind of cutting edge because that's what's going to move us forward. You know, we invest in the University of Kentucky and Murray State University as well, and that's more large-scale agriculture, conservative farming and that kind of stuff. And I think getting people to understand that how important this organic movement can be and how important hemp can be to the organic movement is kind of a step in the right direction with a brand-new crop that, as you know, I also think can one day rival corn and soy and the food element and canaf and bamboo and the natural fiber, you know, department. And then we've also got the wonderful extract or CBD industry as well. And who doesn't want to put an organic, something in their body or, you know, use an organic cotton or something like that in their materials, as opposed to the conventional farming that we're so used to with the chemicals and the sprays and the, you know, hurting of the soil. And I think what organic farming does and what hemp does is replenish that soil and make it better. And, you know, the more you deplete the soil with conventional farming, the worse and worse it's going to get. And I think this is a step in the right direction, and we're happy to be part of it.
Yeah, I'm really happy that CB Sciences has chosen to invest in working with a group that has been dedicated for many, many decades at this point to do it the right way. And I think the typical hemp consumer is going to be more aware of the, you know, the farming practices and the detrimental impact of chemical farming versus, you know, moving into this organic realm, which is the way our ancestors all grew things long before there were Monsantos and Bayers and Cargills and all these things that have invested in technologies that may not have actually improved yield, certainly not quality, and of course that's been damaging long term to the nutrients available in the soil. We talk about nutrient soil depletion. So there are a lot of things here that are so very important. Now, CV Sciences is also partnered with Rodale along with Patagonia and Dr. Bronner's. This is great to see this cooperation among those that are interested in the growth of the hemp industry.
Yeah, you know, those guys were there first, to be honest, and as they are with most things that are like this. And they've always been pushing the needle on public policy and regenerative agriculture and things like that. And we just wanted to join forces with them. We wanted to support that moving forward as a hemp extract company. A group that's trying to do it the right way and trying to figure it out literally from the ground up here in the U.S. We thought that was a good partnership. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, the Rodale Institute, I did get to go to that event. I was a little late because my red eye was delayed by about 3 hours, but that place is amazing. And the research they're doing with bees and, livestock and other crops and, add hemp to that. And if you watch the video that we put out on social media or Vimeo or any of those things about the Rodale Institute, you can see the passion in those folks' eyes about what hemp can do for the organic community. And so, being able to partner with Patagonia and Dr. Bronner's, two notorious companies for really setting the standard and doing good public service for communities and for agriculture and for the world, really, was just a bonus for us to be able to say we were alongside those guys. But I met the folks at Rodale and I learned about what they were doing, Patagonia and Dr. Bronner's, and I thought, how can we get in? And we went over the budget and found out what their needs were and decided to add what we could to the budget to help support that program.
Once again, kudos to our friends at CV Sciences. They are the manufacturers of Plus CBD Oil, pluscbdoil.com. If you can't find it at a local health food store or natural products retailer, you can go directly to the website, and we have a special code for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, RSB15. RSB15 gets you 15% off. Josh, your background in farming, was it not tobacco, or were there other things involved in your history as a farmer?
Well, my history of as a farmer, I'm using air quotes, is just hemp.
Yes.
I grew up, I joke around and say that when I was a kid, going to the farm was either punishment or beer money, and depending on what age I was. And, my grandfather, he was a gentleman farmer. He had a full-time job and lived on a farm, and he and his neighbor worked together with on our land and ran cattle and hay and tobacco. We haven't had tobacco since 2004 and 2003, I guess. And we've kept cattle and hay ever since. And I can tell you, with the hemp that we've grown out there the past 3 years, the fields that we followed with grass, for grazing and or for hay the first year and then grazing are by far the best fields. I mean, there's no question, no doubt about it. Hemp leaves the field better than it found it. We save money on nutrients. We save money on time and effort and all those things we go into. So that's what I want people to understand is hemp's not just a great crop, a once-over thing. It's going to benefit the next crop and the next crop and the next crop. And that's what regenerative agriculture is all about, which is something else that they're studying at Rodale, is to see if we can actually if it's possible to have a regenerative agriculture certification with all the crop, with everything for your farm, as opposed to just a, general organic certification. So that would be taking it even one step further. And it's just, it's forward thinking and it's positive thinking about what we can do with this opportunity and what we can do with this crop.
So soil remediation, which we've heard talk of for many years now, Rodale is putting it to the test. Let's say, what can we do not only in growing hemp organically, but how is it impacting the soil as we move from monoculture, right? The idea that we grow the same thing over and over, like you talk about soy and corn and how it's depleted soils, chemically relying upon artificial induction, if you will, versus how have we been growing on the soils throughout history, right? And, of course, what can we learn from history in monoculture that does us wrong, that really destroys the integrity of soil and actually leads to things like the Dust Bowl in history?
Yeah, we've talked about it on your show before. There's really not a negative with hemp, but it starts with the soil. It's going to leave the soil better than it found it, and you can't say that about other crops. Now, if you grew hemp over, you know, just like other crops, you don't want to grow it over and over again. I think we're learning that.
Yes.
But in a rotation crop, it's going to benefit, you know, every year or every cycle, it's going to benefit that soil. So the more you rotate, the better. And like you said, there's a lot of people growing soy over and over and over and corn over and over and over again. So that's just depleting the nutrients every year. They're having to add more chemicals the next year, more chemicals the next year. So imagine where we are now. You know, how many, what's the, is the soil even real at this point? Or is it just fake soil made up of chemicals and fake nutrients that still tests well, but, you know, what are the after effects of that?
Yeah, so yeah, I was thinking, because you had that familial lineage of farming, you know, a parent, grandparent. Do you recall growing up, you know, the growing of the tobacco? You were probably a kid at that point in time, and what kind of invasive or intensive farming practices were engaged or involved? Or do you have a memory of that?
Well, I can tell you, my grandfather is a bit of a hippie, uh-huh. I guess. So he's been anti-chemicals ever since I've, you know, ever since I can remember.
Yeah.
So even before there was organic tobacco, we were still using organic practices, still rotating our soil. We've never been a certified organic farm. But when I moved back, you know, we could have certified immediately. We were growing hemp, so we can't certify hemp. So there really wasn't a ton of reason to do it. And our cattle herd's small, and it wouldn't have been worth the, mm-hmm. the cost and the rigmarole to get through that. But yeah, I'm, you know, very blessed to grow up with a grandfather who's always been, you know, he's a part of the Heartwood Association, which is Save the National Forest. He's a big no chemicals. We've grown, you know, certain things on our farm to attract more butterflies, and we've done bees and all kinds of stuff just because he likes to mess around with that. But his mindset just kind of was passed down to me over the years because I was the only one that ever grew the farm with him. And I think gave me an appreciation for the land, not only that we have it and we're lucky to have that land, but that we need to take good care of it because, you know, maybe my kids or grandkids will hopefully get that one day, and they're going to need good soil, and they're going to need a good, you know, natural farmland to really produce, and or just, you know, I think of it as like a 100-acre yard. I don't want to walk around 100 acres of chemical spray.
Yeah.
So I couldn't even tell you the last time there was a chemical sprayed on our farm. We've used certain fertilizers, and I remember spreading cow manure and all that stuff in the tobacco beds. But, I'm very lucky to have grown up with a grandfather who's always thought of, you know, always wanted to be a good steward of the land, I think.
Dude, I want to meet your grandfather now. Are we going to connect with him when we're doing the tour of Kentucky?
We probably won't get close enough to connect with him, but he's an amazing guy. He's my best friend. He's just a super awesome guy. He's kind of my hero, Sam.
Well,
I'll have to get you in front of him sometime.
In fact, if he's up for it, I'd love to get him on the radio, honestly, interview him one day, because that's the kind of history I don't want to lose. And you've had the good fortune of him being your grandpa, but I want others to hear from him. So let's take a break here. Josh Hendricks is going to take us to the bottom of the hour after this. CV Sciences has done a great thing in partnering with Rodale. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. Also, some of the regulatory concerns that are still out there in the marketplace. We'll be right back.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to my brother, Josh Hendricks from CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com for being with us today. More from the International Holistic Integrative, Holistic Everything, and Iridology Congress here in Orlando, where we are this weekend. Josh, again, thanks for sharing a little bit of your story about your grandfather. Really am sincere about wanting to connect with him one day. But if we look from the garden, from the farm, out into the marketplace, there's still a lot of confusion out there on a state-by-state level. I'm looking at this article at NPR News in Minnesota, right? Growing hemp and CBD oil industry face legal uncertainty. And you were actually quoted in this article as well about the confusion. What's the update or status? Any changes from the last time we've talked about this?
No, unfortunately, you know, we're waiting on the lame duck session for the federal farm bill, and I think I was a little bit misquoted or just taken out of context there. I said I would rather not have to do federal or state-by-state regulation. Well, of course, I mean, that would be easier, right?
Right.
But I'm willing to do it because I understand that local and state law enforcement need to have their own, you know, guidelines, and they need to be informed and educated, and so what we're seeing in, you know, Minnesota and California and Ohio and Michigan is, whether it's a municipality or a county, you know, local law enforcement or something like the state board of pharmacy or the state health department, you know, kind of taking their own stance. And you've got, you know, I'm not trying to offend anyone, but you've got people that are a little bit out of their depth. You know, they're reading FDA guidelines and they're reading federal law and interviews, and they're getting a lot of stuff, a lot of their information from the media, and then they're acting upon that as opposed to really talking to people like Jonathan Miller, who you've had on the show, or mm-hmm. even their own general counsel, you know, an attorney who can analyze this and say, well, maybe it's this way, maybe it's that way. And I don't admit that there are certainly gray areas. I think once we educate and once we explain, you can't abuse this, you can't get high, you know, all of those things that we all know, then they start to go, okay, well, we don't need to worry about this. Or they say, well, you know, like in Indiana, okay, well, put some framework around it. And we're happy to do that. It's just going to take some time. We're working on a kind of a form state-by-state bill that we can share with states to say, hey, once this farm bill passes, if you want to fall in line, do you want to take advantage of the economics of this, whether that's selling and consumers taking it and that kind of stuff, or if you also want to take advantage of growing and producing and processing and all those things that we hope every state does one day, this is kind of the model bill. And I think that's what we're going to have to do. We always talk about Uber and Lyft and how they just went out there and did it, and then they had to be regulated. Well, when the regulators came in and said, wait, you know, cab companies and limo drivers and buses and all these things, they have to have this set of standards. Well, Uber handed them their standards and said, ours are better than yours.
Yeah.
You know, we carry more insurance, and we do more background checks, and we do, you know, blah, 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 blah. And that's what we're trying to do with the U.S. Hemp Roundtable is form, you know, what we're going to probably call the U.S. Hemp Authority. And it'll be a checkoff system for everybody from the farmer to the processor to the sale, you know, the manufacturer, like CV Sciences. And you'll be able to get a stamp on your product that says this has been certified by the U.S. Hemp Authority. Excuse me. And I think that'll carry a lot of weight. And then that's something we can present to these local governments, state governments, and even the federal government. You know, we've already talked about it with Senator McConnell and other folks, and they're very keen on the idea, because the last thing you want to do is get caught with your pants down and somebody come in and say, well, you're not even, you know, doing this and this and this. We'd rather say, well, we're actually doing all this stuff plus all this other stuff that you all don't even regulate. And we don't. Nobody wants to be over-regulated, but we understand the confusion. We understand there's also a lot of bad actors out there in the marketplace, not doing any kind of testing, not doing any design bottles. You don't know what's in it. There could be contaminants. There could not be CBD in it, period. You know, all these different things are happening. And there's, you know, the group of us at the round table, and there's others that haven't joined yet that I'm sure will, that are good actors, really want to present, put a good face forward and show these people we mean business. And then, you know, I said in that article, you can't put the genie back in the bottle. The only way to move forward is with positive restrictions and regulations. And, you know, sometimes we're not going to like that, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah.
And we all want safe products on the marketplace. You know, we want a chain of command. We want it to be safe from seed to shelf. And I think we're all working towards that. And so, you know, to answer your question, are there going to be state issues for a while? Of course. It's not going to happen overnight. I know everybody wishes it would every time something flares up in a county or in a state or whatever. And they call me every day for the first week, and I finally, you know, usually sometimes now up front, I tell them, these things take time.
Yes.
Look at Indiana. It took months.
But it's moving fast. When you say, Josh, when you say months, it used to take years or millennia. So it's moving quicker than it ever did.
Yeah.
And y'all check it out, pluscbdoil.com. If you want to know about the U.S. Hemp Roundtable, take part there by going to hempsupporter.com. Josh Hendricks, my brother, my friend, I appreciate you so very much.
Always a pleasure.
All right, back with more powerful healing and even more hemp after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The U.S. USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is meeting with officials in Mexico City as thousands of migrants continue to trek to the United States-Mexico border. The caravan is currently still about 1,000 miles south of the U.S.-Mexico border. The president has said everything's on the table, including moving the U.S. military to the southern border between the United States and Mexico. Republican Congressman Peter King on that idea.
If in the end the president has to use the military, that would be a last step. But I think, and you know, when he blames the Democrats, his to me is the real criticism of the Democrats, is that as a country, we're not speaking with one voice.
The Barron County, Wisconsin Sheriff's Office says it's received 800 tips about missing teenager Jamie Kloss. She went missing after her parents were found dead early Monday morning. Hundreds of volunteers have been helping search for Kloss.
My dad grabbed me and said they're doing a search for Jamie, and I said, absolutely, let's go.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Our neighbors up north have some regulatory fun, as cannabis is now free-flowing, apparently. Is it on tap at every corner drugstore? Mike Phillip joins us now from American Ux Show, and Super Don, you guys will do your thing on Saturdays without me, so I'm glad to have Mike back on.
Yeah, it's really good to be here. Thanks for having me on. This is a topic that is very interesting to me. It's something that I personally saw coming for a long time. in Canada. There was a lot of talk of it. A lot of people
Hold on, Mike. I can't hear you through all the smoke. What's going on up there? Hey, come on. It just got legal. Everybody, take your time. Ease into it. Okay, go ahead, Mike. Carry on.
All right. Okay, so I just smoked a big dog rocket, so, you know. Listen, pot smoking was, I wouldn't even call it a subculture up here. A lot of people did it. I used to work in the oil patch. When you watch those shows on drilling rigs where they're drilling oil and gas wells, I was a roughneck. I was a motorman. Mm. And there was crews that I worked on that everybody smoked this stuff. I mean, you'd all meet at the doghouse. Somebody would twist one up. We'd smoke it, and then everybody would kind of disappear for 2 hours and then bleed out of the woodwork after that, and you knew it was wearing off. We'd smoke another one. Those crews I was on, they had zero lost time incidences. It wasn't a problem. People were able to do their job. I'm older now, and I've shied away from it. It's not a big deal, and I don't care. But people that I know that are, you know, still of the same frame of mind, I guess you'd call it, are not happy with this legalization of pot at all, because I'll tell you why. It is actually more restrictive now than it was before when it was basically criminalized. Now, as an example, the federal laws on this are pretty broad, so they've left it up to provinces and municipalities to make their own guidelines. Now, where I live, in central Alberta, the local police department has issued a statement that if you are driving a car with passengers, it's kind of like alcohol. You can't have it within reach of the driver. So if you have your legal 30 grams of weed, I don't know where they came up with that number, 30 grams. That's a magic number, you know, like somewhere between a gram and 6 tons, 30 grams is the number.
Okay.
But anyhow, if you have it within reach of the driver, you're looking at charges similar to an impaired charge where they impound your vehicle for 30 days at $60 a day impound fees, and your license is under review, your insurance rates go up, and it's a mess, right? So the other thing that they're talking about is how to legally define impairment. They don't have any kind of a measure, right? Like if a 200-pound guy smokes a half a joint and a 50-pound person smokes a big old Philly's blunt, they're going to be different levels of impairment there. So they're desperately trying to find what could be the legal definition of impairment. And there's all kinds of really ridiculous ideas. So, like, employers are coming up with ideas like, here, let's have it so that at the beginning of your shift, you got to play this video game. And if you can't play the video game, then you're too impaired to work. So, you know, you can't play Pac-Man, screw you, you're fired, right?
Wow.
But,
wow.
Yeah, exactly. But the thing about that is that gamers mostly sit around and smoke pot while they're playing video games all day. So you're going to get people that are, they're going to be just fine.
Yeah.
Whereas people that don't smoke it or play video games are going to get canned from their jobs. So, I mean, there's a lot of problems with this. And you said that at the beginning of the segment here, it sounds like you're able to go into 7-Eleven and buy a bag of weed. That's not the case. Where I live here in Alberta, there are currently 17 legal dispensaries, 11 of which are in the city of Edmonton alone, which I'm currently on the edge of right now. If you look at the differences between the provinces, take British Columbia and Alberta, BC is and has been known for a long time to be full of hippie environmentalist types that treat pot like it's some kind of a blessed sacrament.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a completely different set of rules. They have unregistered, unlicensed stores that they've had this whole time. Okay, they've had them this whole time. So nothing changes there. And the police and a premier came out with a statement saying, if you have an unlicensed, unregistered pot store, we're not going to do anything yet.
Yeah.
Right? So what this is an overregulation. There are going to be new laws introduced. And it's something where if you walk down White Ave in Edmonton at any given time, there was probably 50 people smoking one to themselves wherever you went. and nobody cared. The only difference now is that if you're doing it in non-designated areas, a cop's going to walk over and give you a ticket. So this is going to be a massive cash boon.
Revenue raising once again.
So, it's a revenue thing, yeah.
So I've learned something here. If you want to transport legal weed 30 grams or less in Canada, make sure the driver has really short arms or else it's going to be way too close everywhere in the car.
Exactly. That's just it. Yeah, find a guy with short arms or possibly no shins, like Cotton on the King of the Hill there. So, but, yeah, and here's the other thing, too. We've had reports, speaking of travel, of people that the Border Patrol, U.S. Border Patrol, dug into them a little bit when they were trying to cross over and found out that they owned stock in cannabis companies and prevented them from entering the U.S. due to living off of the proceeds of crime. That has already come up prior to legalization. And so a lot of people are very worried about that. I mean, I have family. Well, I don't do it, right? But I've got family on both sides. And so is this going to be one more thing that they're harassing you over?
Right.
It sounds like it from here.
Super Don, you found something of a former Prime Minister of Canada could be in trouble at this point, traveling back and forth.
Well, maybe, although I think he might get a free pass just because of who he is. But, yeah, former Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, I guess he joined the board of directors for a U.S. Cannabis company. Why a U.S.? Why, you know, it's like, why not join the board of directors for a Canadian cannabis company, right?
Yeah, what's up with Mulroney? Is he just not a happy Canadian there, Mike? We don't know.
Well, he's a globalist. USA and Canada don't exist to him, and those lines are only for little people like us. I'll give you another little bit about Mulroney here. Mm-hmm. He was the guy that actually signed the NAFTA agreement that Donald Trump recently went after with the USMCA.
Ah, well, yeah, then he's a qualified globalist. What about your current effete prime minister? What's his name? Is he a globalist as well?
Captain Gay Sox? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he totally follows in the footsteps of his father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau,
yeah,
who was the same one that gave us the much vaunted and ballyhooed Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which basically makes us some kind of a UN stronghold.
Right.
And Justin Trudeau has basically taken things to the next step. He constantly praises the communist dictatorship in China, talking about how he wishes he could operate the same way here and how much he admires them, and they don't show him the same respect when he goes over there, but keep dreaming, kid.
Right, right. Well, on the weed thing, obviously you have different provinces in Canada. I was thinking Ontario, Toronto. You know, it's a big international city. It's humongous. It's probably playing out differently there as well. Are they all government, like, liquor store dispensaries that have taken on the weed issue?
Yeah, so the thing with, and that's what we were talking about earlier with the differences between provinces. In Ontario, where Toronto is based, the province of Ontario, you can only order it online. You can't have stores that physically sell it. So basically, you know, you get it delivered to your doorstep. But you know what? That has been the case here for as long as I can remember. I know tons of people that have a prescription for medical marijuana, and it comes in a glass jar right to their door. And they get it for things like PTSD, and they laugh about it, saying, yeah, I went to my doctor and I told him I'm a little bit sad about the state of things, and he gave me a prescription for pot. And so it was a big joke. And this, you know, this legalization, which I call overregulation, is going to change the rules for those people too. But, yeah, here we've got stores in Ontario. You got to order it online. So, I mean, people traveling interprovincially are going to have to be aware of those changes. And by the way, on a domestic flight in Canada, you can take 30 grams with you on a plane as long as you're staying in country. They don't recommend that you travel to the U.S. or Mexico that way.
Well, and as long as the arms of the pilot are not long enough to reach it.
Yeah,
I get it.
Definitely. So we need to arm our pilots.
I was thinking the number one reason that pot became legal was because Trump is president, and that caused most Canadians to have PTSD, and so they went in for a prescription.
There's a lot of Trump derangement syndrome going on up here. Actually, we've had prominent psychologists writing papers saying that Canadians are coming to them and saying, I just don't know what to do. now that Trump is president, I have this horrible sense of impending doom, right? And you had women in Toronto wearing Trump is not my president t-shirts. Well, hey, I got news for you, lady.
Obama.
No president was your president. You're in Canada.
Yeah, yeah, wow. Well, derangement exists pretty much everywhere, even in lovely and friendly Canada. So, Super Don, what is your perspective there? You're like one state removed in Oregon. I think you'd have to go through Washington to get
through
there.
Through Washington.
Right. Yeah. But you're in a legal state, Oregon, and, you know, you've been there for a while now to see. Is it sort of like blasé at this point? Is it like not even an issue?
Well, look, I mean, you know, you've got a whole lot more land and people involved in the Canada situation than you do in Oregon. We're just one state out of 50. Look, if you look at anywhere else where they have legalized cannabis, there's always growing pains in the beginning of the thing, and then things kind of balance out. I anticipate that's probably what will happen with Canada. Here in Oregon, I mean, whatever. We don't have any of those issues, well, I guess we'll just wait and see how Canada. A lot of it has to do with how Canada decides to regulate it, in what way, and how easy they make it for the legal grows. Because down here in Oregon, all the problems they anticipated, you know, it was going to be the end of the world. And, you know, they said the same thing about Colorado. They said the same thing about Washington. Every place there's been all of these dire predictions as to what was going to happen. None of it has panned out. But, you know, it's just one of those things we're just going to have to wait and see. It's brand new in Canada. We'll see how they handle it.
All right.
By the way, if we've got time, I'd like to mention that I'm sitting right across the highway right now from the Edmonton International Airport, which is home to one of the world's largest grow ops. Go look up the Edmonton International Airport, Aurora CBD. It's like the size of four football fields or something. It's huge.
Wow. So planes can't fly overhead certain times of the day when they're lighting up. All right, folks, we got to go. Mike Phillip, hey, thanks for joining us from Canada, giving us the update on the legal weed there. Thank you, my friend.
Have a great day. Thanks for having me on.
All right, back to wrap it up from Florida, of all places, after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Reveal is not available in stores. There is a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose to return to that full head of hair you once had. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com. There's a preferred customer discount up to 25% off as well for Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Scott Bell Show. All right, thanks to Mike Phillip and Super Don hooking us up with a real Canadian there on the cannabis story. We got Mark Chait back with us today as well, and I want to thank Josh Hendricks and our friends at CV Sciences plus CBDOil.com. You know, Mark, integrating, because some of the surgeries you've done over the years for kids is gastrointestinal.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not like one or two, right?
Right, exactly.
So what would you say are the largest number of cases? Is there a group of them that's common or more common, well, I should say?
Yeah, I think gastroesophageal reflux is a big problem.
Okay.
So,
and what do you find physically wrong when you go in there for these kids?
So their esophagus is irritated. You see that when you give them a scope. You actually look inside the lumen of the esophagus.
Yeah.
My fix, you know, portion of the surgical fix is done outside of that. It's inside the abdomen, but outside lumen. So visually, there are not a lot of findings. Sometimes you see, like, right around where the stomach and the esophagus come together, there are a lot of lymph nodes and irritation from that long chronic process.
Well, I'm not wanting to put you out of business or anything, but, you know, we talk about healing tissue. Right, from within, like silver, or now CBD, cannabidiol, and other forms of the cannabinoids impacting, like that drug you mentioned, was focused on seizure disorders.
Right.
And a lot of that source is in the gut.
Right. Absolutely. No, I mean, I think the endocannabinoid system, we know it's ubiquitous in, you know, in our bodies. So we're just beginning to figure out where it all fits.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only question is, can Cheech and Chong figure out where it fits? Because they used to be the only guys out there promoting this.
They did. And it was really under other terms. And there were mixes. You know,
right.
Not just the CBD. I don't think, in fact, I know, they didn't know what CBD was at that point.
They
so,
just,
so they knew the others.
They just
the
got others. A little altered stated, to say the least, understating that. Super Don, so what's going on up there with a story about Tommy Chong in Canada?
Well, as you know, cannabis became legal nationwide in Canada on Wednesday. And Tommy Chong, he actually was born in Canada. I didn't know that. Yeah, he was born in the Calgary area, and he actually ran a comedy club there up until he went to L.A. just on a fluke and ended up connecting with Cheech Marin, and that was the birth of Cheech and Chong. So anyway, he was supposed to go to Calgary for an event on Wednesday. You know, figure Tommy Chong, he's like, you know, the poster boy of cannabis, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, as he was getting ready to leave, somebody said, hey, go get your passport. And he's like, dude, I don't know where my passport is, man. And so, yeah, so he totally missed, you know, this landmark, you know, historical event in Canada because he couldn't find his passport. I'm just sitting there thinking, I mean, could you imagine being a fly on the wall in that room? You know, where's your passport? I don't know, dude. Far out, man.
He said, it's in my car. Okay, well, go to your car. I don't know where my car is.
You can't write this. It writes itself, right?
Now, the interesting part about this story, though, in this article from Cannabis Now,
yeah,
is, you know, when we were talking with Mike last segment, he was talking about how people are getting harassed at the border. That if the Border Patrol suspects that the person trying to cross over has any ties to cannabis, this is on the U.S. side,
yeah,
that they're denying them, to be able to cross the border. And I hadn't heard of that. You hadn't heard of that.
Yeah.
But it turns out in here, they're saying here, Bill Blair, he's Canada's Minister for Border Security, he says, you know what, if you show up at the border looking like Cheech and Chong, mm-hmm. you're going to suffer additional inspections and interviews.
This is a challenge, and I think that, and I did see a headline, because Mark and I were talking about this off the air, about the U.S. treaty, the U.N. treaty, the international treaty on that, and, you know, the fact that Canada is technically in violation of the treaty. As far as I know, they were signatories as well, but I'm thinking, inevitably, everybody's going to have to go, you know, that's the stupidest thing to put cannabis in that. It's not a narcotic. It's not addicted. It's all of those things that they got wrong, but, of course, it is a threat to a lot of industries, and that's why we know, you know, the real angst or animosity towards that was not because people were addicted and dying of it.
No. Yeah. It's all industrial hemp and all the great uses it has.
Yeah, and ironically, in America, we were importing most of it from Canada.
Yep.
The thing is, though, if they ask you a question at the border coming back from Canada, are you engaged in a perfectly legal activity now? They could deny you entrance in the U.S. because at the federal level, despite 37-plus states in the District of Columbia going, pound sand, feds, we're doing cannabis in our state. So there's a lot of confusion, and you think about the business side of this. Oh, a lot of stuff still has to work itself out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, great show, folks. I know this it was only three segments for those of you watching on YouTube today. Otherwise, hopefully you listen to the whole show when we air live or the archive version at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and, of course, YouTube as well. And Dr. Mark Chait, my buddy. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
In your town now.
That's right.
Right?
Thanks to come visit us.
Super Down Sound. Thanks for making it sound so good.
I do my best.
Yeah, your best is awesome. So what can I say? Folks, have a great weekend. We'll be live probably from the event here in Orlando on Sunday from 1 to 3 Eastern time. But in the meantime, remember, the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on a farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.